20 million of us. That's how many residents live near the Indian Point nuclear reactor in Buchanan, New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Which is a nuclear power plant in the most densely populated area in the country, if not the world.
Indian Point is only about 30 miles from Midtown Manhattan. A transformer at Indian Point 3 malfunctioned. It went up in flames on Saturday night. This forced an automatic shutdown. Governor Cuomo went to the scene on Saturday night and then again on Sunday. He said the transformer, which was filled with oil, ruptured when fire was being put out. This discharged oil onto the ground.
In this case, it appears that the volume of oil and water exceeded the capacity of the holding tank and then spilled out onto the ground into the drain system. Drain system goes right into the Hudson River.
Emergency crews circled the leakage with booms that covered a diameter of about 300 feet. Riverkeeper patrolling the area said they saw a gap in the boom and they reported it. Cliff Weather is with Riverkeeper. They work to protect the Hudson River.
This is the third transformer fire in the past 8 years. And these things always seem to have an impact on the river and also the safety of the plant. I mean, this is a problem that should be taken very seriously. Indian Point has a long and a disturbing history of environmental problems and operational problems. The plant's infrastructure is aging, and it's caught up to it. And this is why it must be closed. I mean, and it's only going to worsen over time. Hopefully, we won't see that. Hopefully, it will be closed. But, you know, there's a potential for catastrophic results if we continue to, you know, have this aging plant over on the Hudson River.
The latest accident comes only days after an unplanned shutdown at the plant due to a steam leak. In March, Unit 3 was shut down for a planned refueling that took about a month. Back in 2011, a transformer explosion leaked large quantities of PCB, polychlorinated biphenyls, from the oil into the groundwater at Indian Point. There are questions as to whether Indian Point has complied with a consent order after that explosion and whether noncompliance may have led to the latest transformer explosion. Riverkeeper is calling on the state of New York to take aggressive enforcement action in the wake of this most recent event. Entergy Corporation, which owns the plant, said it was deemed safe and stable throughout. A spokesperson for the NRC, the National Regulatory Commission, says several thousand gallons of oil may have overflowed the transformer moat and spilled into the Hudson River. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.